1230 AM KSDP. This is Meet the People. I'm Kels Hetherington. This morning, my guest right here in the studio is Tammy Whitehurst. She is visiting the Sandpoint Baptist Church. Well, welcome to the program, Tammy.
Thank you, Kels. It is wonderful to be here.
Well, what brings you to Alaska?
We have a ministry called Joy for the Journey, and about 7 months ago, we felt that this was where we were supposed to go, and through much prayer and much preparation, we are here, and I must tell you that it has been a wonderful trip to get here.
But still, finding Sandpoint, Alaska is not something everyone manages to do. So how did you decide that Sandpoint was going to be your destination?
I had never heard of Sandpoint, Alaska, and I have never even been to Alaska, Kels. But I will tell you that whenever I went through the Alaska Baptist Convention, the Sandpoint Chapel had applied for some help mm-hmm. with construction on the church. And so that is how I found them. And what our ministry also does is we minister to women back home. And so what we're going to do is ministry at night with women, and we are going to be working on this church during the day.
What kind of work are you hoping to do during the day? And then I'll ask you about the evening sessions, which we've actually been advertising on the radio.
Oh, wonderful. There is some work that needs to be done on the inside, and I know some of our men are very good at construction, and there's some plumbing issues and some wall issues when you first walk in the church. So what our prayer is that by the time we leave, that is all going to be taken care of.
Wow. Now, how many people are here with your group?
We have 8 in our group.
And who are they? Maybe not each of their names, but, you know, basically are they all part of your group? And what's the name of the group that you're associated with that's here in Sandpoint?
The name of the group is Joy for the Journey, and we have 4 men and 4 women.
Now, how did you connect with this group?
Actually, this group is there's 3 different churches represented in this group, and I have been intertwined with every one of these people. And so whenever I began to say that we were going to take a mission trip this year, I really prayed that God would put this team together, and people like these people in this group actually told me that they were interested in going with me. And so they felt that they were led to do this. And we absolutely know that these 8 people are exactly the 8 people that God called.
Now, in the evenings, as we discussed a few moments ago, you're going to be leading some sessions for women. What is going to be said and discussed during these evening sessions?
Well, it's a perfect opportunity for girls to have a night out. And it's going to be filled with fellowship and food and praise and worship. Every night we're going to be speaking on a different topic. Tonight's topic is Unstoppable Joy, and I'll be speaking then. And then we have a different speaker tomorrow night, and that's going to be on the Keys to Life. We will have a lot of music. We'll start with refreshments, and we have door prizes at the end of night, and it's just going to be a wonderful time of praising the Lord.
Well, tell us more about the topic for tonight, Unstoppable Joy. What is that discussion topic going to embody? What's it going to be about? How is it going to expand?
Well, one of the things that women, or anyone in general, has been through, we've all had some valleys in our life. And we've had times where it was hard, and we've had disappointments. But when we have the Lord Jesus Christ who lives within us, we can experience joy in the midst of all the hard times, because it's the Lord that gives us joy. A lot of things on the outside can give us happiness, but only the Lord can give us that inner joy that whatever situation that we are in, He can carry us through it.
And when you're talking with women about their relationship with the Lord, how does that differ from how you would talk with a man about his relationship with the Lord?
Well, I know for me personally, I mostly do talk with women about the Lord because we have a women's ministry. But I know that we serve at a mission back home, mm-hmm. and it's like a soup kitchen. And so this is a men's soup kitchen that we go to. And so when these men are coming through, I'll be honest with you, and I'll tell you that what I try to do with men is let them see the light of Jesus Christ within me. Mm-hmm. And if they can see the joy that the Lord gives us, and, you know, Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And with men, whenever they come through that line and I'm serving them, one of the things they always say is this, and this is without me ever telling them anything. Mm-hmm. They said, we love it when you come because you always smile at us and you seem to have so much joy.
All right, well, that may be that women are better connecting with men because of some facts of nature. We'll go into it. It sounds like you're doing a lot of good things. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here on Meet the People. If you're just joining us, Tammy Whitehurst is my guest this morning. She is here with an eight-person group that is doing some work on the church and holding some sessions in the evening. They start at 7 o'clock at the Baptist Church. More in just a moment.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This is Glenn Frey. The Eagles have been on tour all over the world, and it's always good to come back home. You should know that the rules for crossing the border are changing, and we want all of you who cross the border for business or for fun to be sure to have everything you need to get home efficiently. You can learn about your document options under the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative by visiting www.getyouhome.gov. Travel safe, have fun, and take it easy.
The Alaska Municipal League is a proud sponsor of this radio station. KSDP appreciates the Alaska Municipal League's generous underwriting support.
Back now on Meet the People, I'm Kels Hetherington. It is a Thursday afternoon, almost the 4th of July. You're going to be here over the 4th of July, right?
Yes, we are.
My guest this morning is Tammy Whitehurst. Now, I think she's from Texas, right?
Yes, we are from East Texas, as a matter of fact.
It's a big state, just like Alaska.
Yes, yes.
This is her first time in Sandpoint, first time in Alaska. She is here with a group of eight working, doing two things, doing some repairs to the church during the day, and in the evening they're leading some programs that are mainly focused at women. And the one tonight, starting at 7 p.m., is Unstoppable Joy. Tammy, we live in a complex world, and one that's becoming more complex every day. Does Christianity offer some insights into what the world is all about and what we're supposed to understand from the direction or lack of direction that the course of events, the news, appears to be going in?
Well, Kels, two scriptures come to mind when you say the world and understanding. First, greater is he that is in me than he that is of the world, because the world is definitely going to hit us with troubles and turmoil and a lot of negative problems. And for many people, they've experienced valleys. But with the Lord, we can also experience the mountaintops and a peace that can take us through any situation. And it's that peace. The world cannot give you peace, but the Lord can give you peace. And so that's why when Jesus Christ lives within your heart, there is just a peace that surpasses all understanding. And another verse that comes to mind is, lean not on your own understanding, but on his. And with that, your paths will go straight. I know that in Jeremiah 29:11, it talks about that he has a hope for our future and he has a plan for us. But I firmly believe that we find that plan, Kels, whenever we know the Lord is in our heart and we have accepted him as our Savior in Christ. And so when all of that takes place, we will begin to have a peace that the world cannot give us. And the things that we don't understand that the world is throwing at us, we can lean on the scripture and we can lean on God's word to give us peace and comfort and rest.
Let me ask, when you say the Lord, Tammy, has a plan for each one of us, do you actually mean to say that he actually knows and has planned out what's going to happen during this moment and that moment and tomorrow and the next day?
I think the way that I look at this is that the Lord has a plan for us, meaning that life isn't so much about us, but it's about glorifying him. And whenever we accept him as our Savior, we begin to glorify him. Now, we look to him for the answers. And yes, I firmly believe, Kels, that he knows all that's going to happen. I think that he is with us through all times. He weeps with us in the bad times. He rejoices with us in the good times. But he never leaves us. Did I answer your question?
A little bit. Some have talked about predestination, especially the early Christians and the Puritans felt that there was some course of events, including whether or not you went to heaven and whether or not you did good works throughout your life, didn't really matter at the judgment day. It was all based on, you know, what you were predestined for, heaven, hell, or something else. That is not a very modern view of Christianity, but when you say the Lord has a plan for you, a plan for me and everyone else, it sounds a bit like predestination, but it's not, is it?
Well, for instead of getting into the predestination part, it's really, you know, predestination is a lot of times that has to do with certain religions' beliefs. You know, different religions believe in different things. And what I truly believe, when we seek Christ and we ask Him, the Word says that when we ask Him, when we seek Him, we shall find Him. And I think it's about Christianity. It's not about what religion you are and the different doctrinal beliefs that religions have. It's about, do you have Jesus in your heart? Do you follow Jesus? It's about Jesus' people. And something that comes to mind for me is in Psalms, it's 118:24 that says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." I think we take it day by day, but we trust in the fact that the Lord has a plan for our lives. And if we glorify Him, there will be peace in that.
But so there is a plan, but it's not a detailed plan, you might say.
I know that there's a plan, but I think so many times we don't know what it is because we can't understand what God's plan is. So we take it day by day with Him to stand beside us. In Isaiah, where He says, I'm always there. I'll reach out my right hand to hold you. And because we can't look ahead. We can't look ahead and see exactly what God wants us to do. But if we start every single day with God as a part of our life, then we're taking another step on our journey toward what God wants us to do in His plan. We get off that. We get off that trail. You know, a lot of times as people, we will fall off that trail and we will sin. And sin always has consequences with it. And the thing about God is, though, is He's always there. And He says, wherever you're at, I'm still here. Come back to me. So many times we think that God has left us, when truly what it is that we have walked away from God. But His hand is always there. And as far as plan, He is the great plan maker. So all I can do is take His hand and follow Him.
Now, just one more thing, because it's interesting for people to better understand your philosophy about religion. That helps our listeners and people who might want to come for more information tonight at 7 p.m. when you're going to have the program called, or entitled, Unstoppable Joy. And that is a question that I've actually had and was debating with someone this spring. Is it necessary to be a good person and to be a person who does good things in the world, meaning you're helpful to other people, you don't steal from them, in order to be a Christian? Or are the two really separate things?
I think that good person, good works, those are not what make us go to heaven or make us have a relationship with Him. The relationship begins when He is in your heart, which converts you to be a good person and to do good things and to want to serve. In my life, I have experienced a lot of things that made me happy, keyword being me. But when I began to refocus, 3 years ago I had heart surgery. And whenever I'm 41 years old, but 3 years ago when I had heart surgery, I began to focus my life more on Him. And I began to serve Him instead of finding things to make me happy. And that began when I began to serve Him, I began to realize that that is where true peace within lied. And Hebrews 12:1 says, let all the sin and all the burdens that you have be cast aside. And that is a very difficult thing for people to do, Kels, including myself. It's very hard to let that aside because of pride. But Cast all your burdens aside and run the race with endurance that God has set before you. We are running a race, and the life that we follow is Jesus Christ. That's the light. We can't lead.
Well, that's a good answer. I think what you just have explained to our listeners is very much in line with what the current philosophy is that I've read. And that is when people find Jesus Christ, that they do good works because that is what the Lord calls them to do.
Yes, sir.
So that they are good people not because they're Christians, but because, you know, when you become a Christian, this is I'm just kind of repeating the doctrine that I've studied a little bit recently when I was debating this person. And that, you know, Christians who connect with the Lord want to do these things. I'm not espousing a view of right or wrong on this, but I'm just saying that's what I've heard. Now, back to your trip, because I've led you astray substantially, but it's interesting. I'm always fascinated by the philosophy and the, you know, kind of inner thinking that a person has, and you've certainly been great divulging some of that. You have some programs for the children this week as well. What are those about, and what do they consist of?
All 4 nights we will have time for children as well, and we have activities, we have lessons for them, and we're doing this so that the women can come and not have to worry about where they're going to leave their children, if they're going to leave their children home, or will there be anything for my children. So we invite you, women, we invite you ladies to come. Bring a friend, and don't worry about your children. Just your children are going to be with us, and we've got activities and a schedule planned out with them. And we just want you to have a wonderful time of being with fellowship, with believers, and knowing that this is going to be a time when you're going to leave encouraged because of the Lord.
Okay, this is Meet the People. If you're just joining me, I'm talking with Tammy Whitehurst. She's in town visiting the Baptist Church on a mission trip with 8 other people. We'll be back right after this quick message.
This is President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge, when we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
All Seasons Honda in Homer is Bush, Alaska's source for competitively priced ATVs, outboards, generators, and more. In business for 30 years, All Seasons Honda knows how to get your new ATV or replacement part to Bush, Alaska. All Seasons Honda is also a Ski-Doo dealer offering a full line of snow machines. Give All Seasons Honda a call in Homer to discuss your needs. All Seasons Honda in Homer, 907-235-5485.
Visit 830 AM KSDP Radio online at www.apradio.org.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
You're listening to KSDP Sandpoint and K201DA King Cove, Alaska.
8:30 a.m. KSDP back now on Meet the People. The time is 11:47 Alaska time if you're listening to us online at www.apradio.org, where you can find many of the Meet the People episodes archived. My guest this morning is Tammy Whitehurst. She is in Sandpoint for a few days with a mission group of 8 people, and during the day they're working on improvements at the church and to fix them some things, and in the evening they are holding a couple of programs. The programs are mainly focused toward women, and we want to discuss a little bit about the modern role that the Christian woman plays today in our society. Has that changed from biblical times?
I think with technology, with life, with how times seem to progress, with financial burdens, with home burdens, I think that women's roles sometimes have changed. But yet I will tell you that a family who serves the Lord, for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Whenever we You know, I am not a man, so I don't want to be a man. Mm-hmm. I want to fulfill the role of a mother to my children, a wife to my husband, and a servant to the people. For me as a woman, that is what I want.
But the Bible prescribes some very distinct roles for man and woman.
What do you have in mind as far as...
Well, the woman, in biblical terms, is supposed to be this helpmate. Now, I don't agree with that. But, you know, there is this kind of, you know, you follow along, you know, you help the man out. And it's interesting to hear, you know, women so committed to this book called the Bible when it's not exactly too friendly to them.
I think people can take God's word pretty much any way they want to take God's word, meaning if we put our flesh into it, if we put our own ways of thinking, we can be offended by just about anything, Kales. Mm. But yet, for me, when I read that and I read the roles, I get peace with that because, Kales, I don't want, like I said a while ago, I don't want to be the man. Now, I have an absolutely wonderful husband who I am his helpmate. Mm. And he is a spiritual Christian leader in my home. And I am very blessed in that. And I know I love to teach women. I do not feel that I'm called to teach men whatsoever. I don't think that I'm supposed to.
But do you think the Bible establishes different roles for the wife and the husband? You know,
yes, it's two separate people.
Exactly, I understand that. But there are also some, you know, really prescribed roles. Like, okay, the wife is to do X and the husband is to do Y. And I'm surprised that women like the role that they are given in the Bible so much and want to continue to follow it. What makes you content with what is prescribed in the Bible? It seems to be very limiting.
I don't know, Kels, because see, for me, I don't look at it as limiting. I look at it as refreshing. I look at it as redeeming. Mm-hmm. Because I know that some of the things that I have gone through as a woman, some of the problems that women go through, whenever they lay all that down to their maker, it is redeeming. And so, as far as I don't read the Bible and get offended by what God has for me. Or that, I know some people look at it like the man is supposed to walk in front of the woman and she is 10 steps behind. But I do not believe that that is what God intended, because he made Eve to be a helpmate to Adam.
That's the point I'm getting at. And so you've answered my question, which was probably kind of in a circuitous about way. But, you know, that was kind of what I was asking for. Now let's change the subject a little bit and talk again about your mission trip. The purpose of a mission trip is what? What are you hoping to achieve in Sandpoint?
What we're hoping to achieve is for God to work through us to be able to make a difference here. And if it means that people see the peace and the joy that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, that they will want that.
How will you, when you fly off from Sandpoint in a few days, I think 4 or 5 days, how will you know if the mission trip has been a success or not?
We're called to plant the seeds. We're called to go and tell the world about me. Spread the good news. All of that stuff is in the scripture. Spread the good news. Go ye into the world. Tell about me. We plant the seeds. Mm-hmm. Somebody else comes along and waters them. Sometimes we see the fruit. And then sometimes what we do is we go and somebody else comes along. I know that in front of us was the Bible camp. Mm-hmm. And what a wonderful experience that you had Bible camp. And I believe there was 14 or 15 children who came forward and said they want to accept Christ as their Savior. What a wonderful way to kick off us coming in next. Maybe they planted seeds that we will water. Hmm. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying there?
It does, but I guess I'm curious and really seeking the answer to this question. Are there any mission trips that are failures?
I don't believe so, because I think that God doesn't call the equipped. God equips the called. And so whenever you go, I don't think anything with God is a failure. He's not the author of confusion. He is about hope, he is about peace, and he is about joy. and honor. And I cannot imagine going on a mission trip and it was a bad experience.
Now, are there some things that are not only outside the parameters of a mission trip, but are boundaries that you set up and you say, okay, we are going into this community to try to enlighten them, I guess, but we will not address these particular subject matters, or we won't go over these boundaries. Are there boundaries that you set up before you go on a mission trip?
No. What we say is, God, use me. Use me. Let me be a vessel for your word. And it's not about me at all. It's not about Tammy Whitehurst. It's not about this mission of eight people, each individuals. It's about how God's going to work in our lives. And it's about how, hopefully, God will work through us to speak to people.
All right, we'll take a quick break again from Meet the People. I'm talking with Tammy Whitehurst right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP. I'm Kels Hetherington, back in just a moment. Stay right with us.
8:30 a.m. KSDP Radio appreciates the Alaska Federation of Natives' generous underwriting support. The Alaska Federation of Natives makes possible important programs such as the Alaska Marketplace Competition.
Did you know there's a website that can give you important information about the radiology test your doctor has ordered? Radiologyinfo.org guides you through more than 100 diagnostic, interventional, nuclear medicine, and radiation therapy procedures in an easy-to-understand way. You'll learn how you can prepare, what you may experience, and more. Be informed about your radiology test. Visit radiologyinfo.org, developed by the Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sand Point at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 8:30 a.m. KSDP. Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
Back now on Meet the People. I'm Kels Hetherington on a Thursday morning, soon to be Thursday afternoon. NPR News from Washington, D.C. is up in about 4 minutes. But in our final moments, let me ask you this, Tammy.